This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. There are many stories about the burden essential workers carry during the pandemic. Less talked about is the teenagers who have leaned into those jobs while also balancing remote schooling. Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan brings us the story of two young women who stepped up to help their families during these tough times.
The walls of Gloria Lombrano Torres's bedroom in Norristown are lined with records. She likes the old school stuff, soul and gospel.
Trouble Down Here Below by Lou Rawls. The Beverly Brothers, I'm sorry. We Got a Love by Bobby Bedell.
But the 18-year-old, who's graduating high school next week, has not yet actually dropped the needle on any of her records.
I listen to them on my phone because I haven't gotten my record player. So I'm saving up for that one.
Lombrano Torres had been saving with money she earns as a cashier at DeKalb Supermarket in Norristown. But her priorities changed when the pandemic hit. Lombrano Torres's aunt, who she was raised by, lost her job. She's undocumented and therefore isn't eligible for unemployment benefits. Lombrano Torres needed money, and with in-person classes canceled, she started working more. Eventually, 6 days a week.
I would stay up at night to, like, do my work. Because at one time, I was the only one working at my house. So I was just like, so I was freaking out. I was like, so I'm going to support the family or...
More than 5,000 teenagers, 14 to 18, in the Philly metro area work in grocery stores, according to the city's Workforce Development Board. While there isn't hard data on whether those kids have been working more during the pandemic, teachers in the area say they've noticed that trend. Jill Myers has taught English at Norristown Area High School for more than a decade.
A lot of them went from working after school to working full time. I know that some of them who weren't working because they were involved in athletics and all that other kind of thing picked up jobs.
Myers says teachers responded by making schoolwork as flexible as possible. At Norristown High, teachers held Google Hangouts, but attendance wasn't mandatory, and kids could turn in work whenever they wanted. Even so, the balancing act was tough for Sherlyn Balin, a 17-year-old rising senior in Norristown who also works at DeKalb Supermarket. Her cashier job just felt more important.
My mom, she works at a factory, but she doesn't get that many hours. So I was like if my mom needs money for food, like I can give it to her. Like I really don't mind. Like we're in a pandemic.
Balin says she's been working 5 days a week and her schedule can shift with no warning.
It's not like I can really do anything about it because, like, two of our workers are out and then there's some people who don't come in. So it's like, oh, like, if I have to go in, I'll go in. Like, money's money. But
when do you find time for your school worker? What do you end up doing there?
Well, I would have to stay up sometimes.
When the pandemic hit, Gloria Lombrano Torres was already behind in school. By April and May, she was really struggling to keep up, on top of working full time as a cashier. Then, a few weeks ago, she got sick, a headache. Than a fever.
Just yesterday, I got my results and I came out positive.
She had COVID-19. She says she thinks about four other DeKalb Supermarket employees may have had it too. A manager there declined to comment. For Lombrano Torres, the virus wasn't so bad. She was in bed for just a few days. And it actually came with something of a silver lining. Lots of time to catch up on her schoolwork.
I honestly think that if I haven't gotten sick, I wouldn't be able to graduate because I was in the borderline.
Lombrano Torres is graduating and is planning to go back to work soon. She says she's relieved to have just one big demand on her time, at least until she starts Montgomery County Community College this fall. She says she now wants to save up for a car to start college with. After that, hopefully, comes a record player. Keystone Crossroads, I'm Miles Bryan.